Val Cushing at his studio in Alfred Station, New York on April 16, 2001 for the Archives of American Art Smithsonian Institution. Hello, Val.
Hello, Margaret. It's nice to see you in the studio, and we're all set to go.
Val, I'm going to start with my first question for you, which is very logical. Can you tell us when and where you were born?
Well, that's a pretty hard question, but I'll think about it. I was born in Rochester, New York, January 28, 1931.
And Val, can you describe your childhood and your family background, and perhaps even leading into how you ended up in Alfred, New York, if there's a connection?
There is a little strange connection there, but 1931, some of you who hear this will know that was the Depression, and of course babies don't know about depressions, but my family was, I guess you'd say, poor, and my father was an Italian immigrant who came to this country when he was about 10 years old. So we lived in a part of Rochester that was a sort of lower middle class, I guess you'd say now, but you know, kids don't know any of this stuff. Went to high school in Rochester. My interests in art were totally hidden, I guess you'd say, other than what most kids do, that is to draw and things like that, you know, which I always did. I wanted to take art in high school, but all they had was commercial art, and I took a course in that, and I didn't like it, so that was the end of my art training. So when I came around to applying to Alfred, of course, I had no portfolio. I don't think portfolios were required then. I'm not really sure. I certainly didn't have one. But
what year was this, Val, that you were thinking about going to Alfred?
1948. My senior year in high school. At that point, I've told this story before, but I had a, I guess what you'd call an athletic scholarship to play football, which was what I mostly did in high school instead of art, was play sports, like a lot of kids in at that time anyhow. And I was going to be a coach. That's all I knew what to do. And in my whole family circle of cousins and uncles, and no one had ever gone to college except my oldest cousin, who, as it turns out, went to Alfred University. He came out of World War II as a pilot navigator, and then the GI Bill came to Alfred to study medicine, I mean, pre-medical school. And so when...
And what was his name?
That was Wilson Cushing, and he graduated from Alfred. And 1949, I think it was, which was my freshman year, was 48-49. But the whole reason I ended up at Alfred was because my cousin, being here, I found all this out in retrospect, sort of, but felt that I had some talent in art, and no one else in my family had any connection with that kind of experience. So they didn't. Nobody could recognize this, including me, except that I liked drawing. You know, it was that kind of thing. But my cousin, in the summer, no, let's see, it was in the spring, because I remember the football coach here, Alex Unovich, was on the football field practicing his golf swings, and my cousin brought me to Alfred to see the school, and of course it blew my mind. It never even occurred to me or anybody in my family that you could go to college and study art, first of all. And when I saw people doing things that I could hardly comprehend, I mean, standing at an easel, painting, looking at still life objects, stuff like that, I didn't know anything about that. It was a a lost world as far as I was concerned. And I was very excited and immediately wanted to come to Alfred. So my cousin brought me down to the football field where Unovich was practicing golf. And it turned out that Unovich had heard about me because I made what used to be called All City in Rochester playing football. And he was delighted at the chance of having me come to Alfred. So that's how I came to Alfred.
That's a great story. I wondered if you could tell me about your initial impression of Alfred once you started school and who maybe your teachers were. That kind of connection, and who some of your fellow students were?
Well, you know, I feel